The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects that by 2018, about a quarter of the labor force will be 55 or older. Many companies are happy with that. They don't want to spend money training younger workers. But how to keep the older ones going? Duke Energy, based in Charlotte, North Carolina, has one answer.
All right, Rich, stand your left hand. One, two, three, four.
Every morning, line technicians at Duke's Little Rock Operations Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, do stretching exercises. Harley Davidson has a similar program. They also have trainers handing out ice packs to workers as they come off the line. Let's learn more about Duke's program with Jim Stanley, Senior Vice President for Power Delivery. Jim, welcome.
Thank you very much.
We also have 53-year-old Barry Poe with us. He's worked for Duke for 34 years. Barry, welcome to you as well.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. And you are a lineman, correct?
That's correct.
Which means that you go out and repair power lines when there's storm damage. How physical is it? How, you know, where do you feel it?
Basically, all over. I mean, our job is very strenuous. We basically use every muscle of our body. I mean, we push, pull, lift. That's just the nature of our job.
Yeah. And what about the exercise that you do in the morning? Can you just describe a little of it, and how does it help you?
7:30 every morning, we do a regiment of exercises or stretches, and it's about six or seven different stretches, and each stretch takes about 30 to 45 seconds, and they're just designed to help us do our daily activities.
Right. Would you do this by yourself, you know, if you were at home, or would you join a gym or something to do it for yourself?
Well, I actually catch myself doing it at home.
Now you do.
When I do different things, yes, I do, because... You know, being 53, going on 54, things just don't work like they used to. And I didn't used to do stretches. And then when the company started doing it, there was something to it, and it started making you feel a little bit better. So it became a habit.
Yeah. Well, Jim Stanley, we understand that when the class was set up, there was just one request, no leotards, which
that's,
I love.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's accurate.
But why did you start?
Well, it takes probably 4 to 6 years to technically train a line technician, and then another couple of years to get them the experience required to be a what I'll call a fully developed line technician. And we want folks like Barry to be working for us and have a career as extended as he wants it to be.
Yeah, and this is sort of counterintuitive for a lot of people. A lot of people think that older workers are getting pushed out. You're saying there's a cost-benefit equation to keeping them. But I'm wondering, too, to keeping them in shape, the idea of having them not just work longer but be healthier while they do, where does it hit the bottom line? Do you save money because of that?
Well, like Barry said, we have a very strenuous job in front of our line techs. They're out in all sorts of weather doing all sorts of work. And we were noticing that we had a lot of strains and muscle pulls. And we wanted to find a program that would help us alleviate that for the technician's sake.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked outside and developed a program along with an outside company. And we hope this not only helps them on a daily basis, but also puts in their mind that whenever they do a piece of work, it's a good idea to get your body ready.
Yeah, well, and we understand that the exercises are customized for the different jobs. So someone who works on overhead lines might have a different stretch from someone else?
Yeah, we have actually... When they came to design the exercises, they actually looked at every specific job that we do. If we climb a pole, we have exercises designed for that. If we do underground, we have exercises designed for that. And we have magnetic placards on the inside doors of our trucks that we can look at those, and whatever job that we're going to do, we can do that before we do the assignment.
Huh. Well, research shows that private sector injuries have dropped, sprains and strains, and the thinking is that it could be because of programs like this. And, Jim, I just have to point out Duke Energy, one of the biggest energy companies in the country. You're familiar with what happens when workers aren't taken care of. We mentioned in passing that Duke hires contractors, and Duke took a lot of heat from unions because of one contractor, Sunlin, which was accused of not taking care of its workers, a lot of worker safety violations. You don't have to comment on that, but this is certainly better PR, but also better for the bottom line. I mean, are you having fewer insurance payouts, fewer workmen's compensation claims?
We are, Robin. We just completed the second best safety year we've ever had as a power delivery unit. So the types of things we've implemented, including stretching, are paying off. And, of course, that does pay off in terms of workmen's comp claims as well, and those have been reduced over the years.
So woohoo, Barry, you're headed for like some sort of perfect record safety year.
We're doing better.
Well, Barry, I'm wondering, I mean, it's nice to get the safety records, but you're 53 years old. How much does this mean for you to be able to continue? I have to say, I have a picture tacked up at my desk. It's a favorite. It's the obituary of the photographer who took the picture, Rocco Morbido, and it's a linesman, you know, strapped to a pole, giving the breath of life to another linesman who was electrocuted. It's, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's incredible. You know, the work that you do is pretty important. How important is it to you to keep doing it?
Well, you know, when I signed on to do this 34 years ago, it's something that I enjoy doing. And I have to take care of myself. And Duke has designed a program, not only the stretching program, but we've also become an more ergonomic company. And the tools that they are giving us these days, that we don't have to use all the muscles that we used to.
Tell us about what's different in that arena.
Now we have battery-operated cutters where we used to have to use just raw muscle. We have some of the crimpers that we use. We have either hydraulic or battery-operated crimpers. So all of these things combined, they make my muscles last longer.
Actually, you've touched on something. I mean, we're reading about the University of Michigan Center for Ergonomics trying to find out ways for surgeons to do their work without having to bend and twist so much because they're having so many injuries there. We're reading about a mining company in Tennessee that used to require that a worker carry 40-pound buckets of silicate, and now they're having that done with a pump. And on every level, people are saying it's because they want to find ways to keep workers longer because they've invested in them. How long do you want to work?
Well, that's, you know, I don't really know how long I really want to work. You know, that depends on, you know, financial and everything else and grandbabies, you know. Mm-hmm. That's hard to say. But we have guys working in our areas that's 65 years old that still do the same thing that I do. Physically, right now, I'm in pretty good shape. So I can see myself, you know, possibly working till I'm in my 60s.
And Robin, we would welcome Barry staying with us as long as he wants to.
I guess so. Jim Stanley, Senior Vice President of Power Delivery for Duke Energy. Barry Poe, a line technician for 34 years. Talking about the company's programs to keep older workers healthier as they stay on the job. Thank you both so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
I am a lineman for the county.
I just had to. But it also helps us alert you that we have a rare interview with Glenn Campbell for you. He's on his farewell tour confronting Alzheimer's. No company plan can help that. That's later this week on Here and Now.